Join us WrestleMania weekend for the Internet Darlings live event featuring your favorite wrestling YouTubers. The link is in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife.
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live. Who needs Raw?
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Yeah, welcome to Going In Raw, Road to WrestleMania Predictions episode.
Yeah, we're going to do our predictions for the entire WrestleMania card, pre-show, main show, as well as NXT TakeOver Orlando.
As well as the shows that we're going to that weekend, Progress, WCPW.
Are we doing the Raw After Mania predictions here too?
Yes. No, we're not doing any of that, just NXT and WrestleMania.
Yes.
Because I don't even know, like, we kind of know who's fighting at Progress. That should be a really good card.
That's going to be an awesome card.
Yeah, I know. I have no idea who's fighting at WCPW. I wish I knew more. But there's
Bobby Fish is going to be there.
At WCPW?
Yeah.
Nice. I think we did good in figuring out what shows we're going to go to.
I think so.
Absolutely.
I think Drew Galloway is wrestling at the WCPW.
Oh, I think he is too. Yeah. Isn't he like their champion or something?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, nice. Anyways, before we get started, we want to say that we are, of course, here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. We're also available wherever fine podcasts are. And we ask that you hit that subscribe or download button on the iOS podcast app because that helps us up. It boosts us. It boosts our profile, basically, and makes us really happy.
Yes.
We're also at ProWrestlingTees.com/Going In Raw, where right now, Pro Wrestling Tees has a site-wide 15% off everything.
Yes, the sale goes from today, Thursday, till Monday at 12 p.m. Central Time.
Mm-hmm, that's,
so that'd be 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern.
Very good.
Use a promo code MANIA.
MANIA, that's right.
MANIA.
That's right. And yeah, you can get, man, we got the Going In Raw shirt. We've got, with like just the straight up logo, we've got, I think that's in the wash right now.
Yeah.
We've got the Fuck Wrestling shirt right here. And we've got Fun Wrestling, which I know is around here somewhere. And we've also got W Steve W right
here.
Here,
I have a proposition for you.
Go ahead.
Assuming we have time today to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because today's Wednesday. We're shooting this on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Can we have the In Your Haas logo up?
Yeah, no, I meant to do that.
Available hopefully this weekend.
Yeah, I meant to do that, and maybe the Friendos one too. But no, I can definitely send that off today, and they're usually pretty quick about it.
Yeah.
Hopefully this will be up no later than Monday. But yeah, we can give that a shot.
Okay.
Absolutely. In Your Haas shirt with that fine-ass logo that I did.
Yes.
Very good.
It's
me.
A sharp, sharp-looking logo.
Absolutely. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/Steven Larson. You guys can contribute to the show, and in return, you get stuff.
Yes. Now let's get to predictions.
Absolutely.
So let's start with pre-show, WrestleMania 33. We're going to be there. We're very excited.
Well, what about the? You want to start with NXT first? You want to start with?
No, let's start with Mania first.
Okay, fine.
Start with the pre-show.
Well, it's the pre-show.
See, I did that earlier.
I know you made that joke before, and it really caught on with me. So
first, the SmackDown Women's Title Six-Pack Challenge.
I'm very confused by this because if it's six-pack challenge, everybody, all the women on SmackDown. But then they said they're going to bring in other women, too?
Well, that was the rumors, yeah. So maybe that's not going to happen.
Okay. Well, I still hope that happens. I feel like this is going to be one person or another person. But I am going to say it's going to be Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
I think they're going to go... Look, I think this would have been much better as a gauntlet match. Although a gauntlet match with like eight people probably isn't realistic for her to win, even though that would have been awesome.
Yeah, it would be awesome. It would
have been really great. However, a six-pack challenge still is no small feat. And this is elimination. No, is this elimination?
I don't know.
I forget what a six-pack challenge, if it's elimination or not. Something is elimination, isn't it?
The Raw Women's Title match is elimination.
That's elimination. Okay, so I don't think this one is. I'm going to go with Alexa Bliss.
Okay. I'm going to pick Naomi. She had a huge return on SmackDown this week. And I know that typically wrestlers don't win in their hometown.
Right.
Also, though, faces tend to win during pre-show matches.
That's true.
Especially if this match opens the pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
Get the crowd really excited.
Yeah.
Make total sense for Naomi to win. Naomi will reclaim the SmackDown Women's title during the pre-show at WrestleMania 33.
Okay. One thing I have to ask, though.
What?
What is the punishment for losing?
I had an idea.
Okay, go ahead.
So WWE's got a superstore in Orlando. So Friday after the Progress show, let's go there.
Okay.
We each pick out the absolute worst shirt we can find.
Okay, I like it.
And whoever loses predictions has to wear that shirt.
Okay.
That the other person picked out.
All right. We don't have to wear it to Mania, do we?
No.
Okay, we just have to wear it on. Because I think after Mania, we're going to come back to the place that we're renting.
Yes.
And do our recap like as
Correct.
Soon as. Okay. So on that show.
Yes.
We'll do that. Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good. Does size as well or just design?
Completely up to you.
I'm not sure. My point is this. I'm not sure anybody's going to. It might turn off viewers and we might lose money if you get me Roman Reigns baby doll.
I'm not going to get you a really small shirt.
Okay. That's okay. That's
but it probably will question. Be a Roman Reigns shirt.
Okay. No, that's fine. I have actually, if you get me a Roman Reigns shirt that actually fits me good, I might actually wear that to Mania.
That's what I was going
to say. Because I think it'd be hilarious.
That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
But we'll see, because Mania, like it has to feel good, because Mania,
it's
and you know
hot.
how particular I am with shirts?
Yes, I know. And you tend not to really care for the cut of WWE shirts.
I don't, they're so like, if they're extra large, they're too big. They're like too big in the arms, and then they're too like kind of smallish.
Yeah.
Like they hug my gut a bit too much.
Yeah. And then the regular larges are just
And
no
on
good.
Top of that, that wouldn't even be that bad, but the material is like cardboard.
Yeah, I know.
It's horrible. Anyways, no, I like that idea. Aries, Austin Aries versus Neville at the Neville level.
This one's tough.
A double level.
Cause
man, I can't assume that it's something. Fuck. Yeah, your point about heels and faces is kind of apropos here, because if I'm thinking that Bliss is gonna win, see, I think I have Bliss winning the six-pack challenge, I guess that would mean Sami Zayn would have to win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Or Big Show.
Or Big Show. Are they going to have Braun not win
that again? I don't think it's going to be a clean sweep of faces during the pre-show necessarily.
No, I don't think it's going to be a clean sweep. I'm just saying it can't be a clean sweep of heels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I kind of think that Neville's going to win this.
I would, but I would think also they would... If Neville were to win, they would protect Aries. So Neville would cheat to win.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he hasn't established himself as a guy who cheats to win.
Yeah, I know.
He typically just dominates.
This is going to be a hell of a match, though.
It is.
Yeah.
So this is a tough call.
I'm going to say they're going to go with simple here. I'm going to say, I'll put it this way. If this was on the main card, I'd be more apt to think that Neville's going to win.
Really? I'd think the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
For the big Aries WrestleMania moment.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't really established himself as a guy who needs that big moment yet, though.
No, he doesn't need it, but he's established himself pretty quickly as one of the more popular people on 205 Live.
Probably the most. Yeah. But the problem is with the pre-show, you're absolutely right. You got to get the crowd hyped.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm thinking that if it was on the main card, you're sort of in the middle of a lot of stuff going on. The pre-show, you have precious space and time to get the crowd hyped. Now, Naomi could do that if you're right about that, which would offset the Neville thing here. But I'm going to say Aries wins this. I'm going to say he picks up that Cruiserweight title. Because also, they don't really give a shit about 205 Live over there.
I know.
So,
how long has Neville had the belt since?
A little while.
Since
the Rumble?
No. What was the pay-per-view before that? Roadblock? He's had it for a couple months.
Roadblock into the line.
3 months, something like that?
Mm-hmm. He's had it for a little while.
And they don't seem to mind passing that belt along quickly.
Yeah, no, they do. And on top of that, like if 205's Live's ratings are sort of struggling,
yeah,
then you wanted to give the belt to somebody who'll jump up some excitement
for
that.
Yeah, you think
so. Yeah. The Andre the Battle the Andre the Battle Giant Memorial Royal.
Andre the Giant Memorial. We've both said there's pretty much only three legitimate contenders.
None of them are on SmackDown, by the way.
No.
Nobody from SmackDown. As much as they'd love us to think
that Mojo has a chance.
Mojo is not rising in this Battle Royal. We're looking at Big Show. We're looking at Braun Strowman. We're looking at Sami Zayn. Although they could throw us off and do something completely unexpected. I mean, Baron Corbin entered and won.
I know. Surprise entrance.
But I think they
named all the entrants, all 30 of them. Mm. I read that somewhere.
Okay.
There's not going to be any surprises.
The Usos are going to get their WrestleMania moment, but not winning this match. They're going to be at WrestleMania. The tag champions are in a battle royal. That's so fitting.
That's so weird.
That, no, it's not, though. It's so fitting for SmackDown's tag division. It is the most fitting thing to happen. Well, all right. You're saying it's well.
That's what I think is going to happen.
Go ahead.
Back at the Rumble, I thought Sami Zayn was going to be involved in Strowman's elimination, which he kind of was.
Mm-hmm.
He set it up mm-hmm. with a Helluva kick. I think they can kind of get... The whole idea for me, at least for Sami winning, was that he would get the moment where he overcame the odds.
Mm-hmm.
And given his previous history with Braun Strowman, I think they can accomplish that
mm-hmm.
by having him eliminate Strowman.
Yeah.
And then still have, especially if this is Big Show's last WrestleMania,
mm-hmm.
having him win
mm-hmm.
the Battle Royal.
Yeah.
Kind of a send-off.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fitting.
He was kind of my favorite last week when it sort of all became obvious that he was, you know, going to be a big focal point of it. And then
yeah.
plus, like you said, with his last WrestleMania, I think I made that point on Raw or on the Raw recap. That being said, I think Sami Zayn is a bigger story, and they need something to fuel his rivalry with Stephanie McMahon. And I think winning this and him being able to rub that in her face is probably... This is the Mick Foley win. This is like the proxy Mick Foley win.
No, I could totally see that. For me, it's down to Big Show or Sami Zayn.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And I think they generally reward the guy who needs it storyline-wise over any sort of sentimentality, even though they get sentimental from time to time.
I don't know, because Big Show won the second one.
Well, I know, but that kind of made sense. Like, that wasn't really necessarily sentimentality.
No, I know.
You know? That was like establishing the Andre the Giant, or not establishing, because Cesaro won the first one. But yeah, I don't know. God, he just moves around so clunkily these days.
I know.
So I'm going to say Sami Zayn.
Okay.
Because he's the current. He's the new-ish.
Yes.
Anyways, moving on.
All right, on to the main card.
Main card.
I think the last couple of years, or at least 2 years ago, they opened the show with a ladder match. So mm-hmm. I'm saying the first match on the main card of WrestleMania will be the Raw Tag Team Ladder Match. Enzo and Cass versus The Club versus Cesaro and Sheamus.
Yeah.
I think Enzo and Cass are going to win. And I don't know for sure if this is going to happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if they get the belts by having Enzo climb up on Cass instead of a ladder to grab the belts.
Is Cass as tall as that? Is that physically possible?
I don't know.
I could see.
I mean, like, Enzo would have to stand on Cass's shoulders.
I could definitely see that as a spot happening.
Or
in terms
him at least trying to get them
in
that
terms
way.
Of how tall yeah. Cass is, because he's ridiculous tall.
He's very tall.
My problem with. I'll say this. I'll say this about Enzo and Cass. We have wanted them to win fucking belts for a very long time.
Almost a year.
And they never put belts on them.
Nope.
And this doesn't feel like a big enough coronation moment for them.
But here's the thing. If this match opens the show and they want to get a good pop from the fans there,
mm-hmm.
have Enzo and Cass win those belts.
I'm going to say...
But then again, I thought that at SummerSlam 2 when they lost to Owens and Jericho. But again, it's a hometown thing.
Yeah. I'm stuck on The Club and Cesaro Sheamus. Because, man, Cesaro Sheamus has been really, really kicking ass lately.
I know, and Sheamus has had that big old gash in his head, and you'd like to think that he would get rewarded for that.
I know.
By taking a ladder to the face.
I know.
But I'm saying Enzo and Cass.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me think about this. I'm going to say Cesaro Sheamus.
Okay.
Sheamus was in that Snickers commercial.
Yes.
He's in that like little lung guy commercial, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
I think they really like them.
Okay.
They're going to get the titles.
Okay. Next, for the Intercontinental title, Dean Ambrose versus Baron Corbin.
Because let me ask you something.
What?
What's a bigger crowd pop, Cesaro Sheamus or Enzo Cass? God, I feel like at this point it's Cesaro Sheamus. People really like them. Are you serious?
Crowd still pops for Enzo and Cass when they come out and they do the catchphrases and everything.
I don't know, man. I get the feeling people are getting...
Some people are.
Kind of over them.
But I feel like they're going to win.
Very well. Ambrose Corbin. Okay, hold on. Let me do something here real quick.
So yeah, Baron Corbin's going to become the next Intercontinental Champion.
He is, but will it happen at Mania? Or will it happen at Wild Card Finals? Ooh. My God, really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're insane. You've gone crazy.
No, because it's going to happen the next show.
Okay.
Well, I'm just doing these so I have something to fill in and I can reevaluate later.
Okay, fine.
We're filling in the whole show here.
So. I'm going with my locks so I can go backwards because I think that the Ambrose Corbin is kind of dependent on other
stuff.
How
the rest of the show is booked?
Yeah. Yeah, that's gotta be right.
Okay. Yeah, you think so. Okay, let's go back to the.
All right, well, hold on a second. Now I gotta look at something. Let's move on from Ambrose Corbin. That'll be the last one I do.
Okay,
that'll be the last one I do.
All right. We'll revisit that. So, we gotta do. You gotta pick that one before the main event, at least.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay.
All right. John Cena and Nikki Bella against The Miz and Maryse. This is next to Lesnar winning the Universal title. This is the absolute lock.
Lock City.
That Cena and Nikki are going to win.
Lock City.
Will there be a proposal?
Yeah, of course there will be. No?
No.
No? How can they be talking about this the entire time and then no proposal?
Because it validates everything The Miz has said.
But I told you, nobody cares about that. Nobody cares. Yes, proposal.
In the middle of the ring?
Of course. Where else would it be?
Backstage.
No. If he's going to do it, it's going to be in front of a million people in the middle of the ring. Are you kidding me?
I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think the crowd is going to be chanting either yes, yes, or those fucking smarks like us saying no, no? Are you kidding me? They're going to give up that opportunity? You're kidding me.
Yeah, they are.
This entire thing.
Not going to happen.
Oh, man, you're crazy.
Not going to happen.
Absolutely.
I mean, it probably will, but no, I don't think it's going to happen.
Seth Rollins versus Triple H. Triple H wins this shit thanks to New Evolution, man. That's how it goes. Triple H beats Sting. He beats Sting. You think Triple H is going to lie down for Seth Rollins?
Yeah, I think he would.
I think he would, but not like I think he'll do it at, like the next one when Seth Rollins can like go. You think he's not going to have Samoa Joe out there and flatten his ass?
I don't know if Seth's injury is going to require surgery.
Yeah.
And they just kind of got him patched up enough to get him through Mania.
Mm-hmm.
It's either going to be Triple H wins and then beats up Seth a lot after the match, mm-hmm. or Seth somehow pulls out a victory and then Triple H beats the hell out of him.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the match, regardless who wins, Triple H and Samoa Joe are going to end up standing tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Regardless of who wins.
Yeah.
But I guess the safe bet, especially if Seth needs additional time to recuperate, would just have to have Triple H win. And then I guess we get more of this feud till maybe SummerSlam.
Okay.
Seth needs to be out a couple months.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. So I'm just filling my pocket. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Introduce the next match.
Kevin Owens versus Break the World Down versus Y2J for the United States of America Championship.
How you feel about the Ambrose Corbin match is how I feel about this one.
Really?
That this is one of those matches that kind of depends on the ebb and flow of the show and whether they need a face to win at some point.
This has been the best built up.
I know.
You know, some of these, I'm actually looking forward to a lot of these matches. And there's not a, I mean, maybe it's half and half, but there's less locks, I feel, than usual.
See, I kind of feel like Jericho is going to win this one.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely crush Kevin Owens.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have a rematch at Payback, and that's when Owens is going to demolish him.
You think Jericho's going to crush Kevin Owens at Mania?
No, emotionally.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say Kevin Owens. I'm going to say Samoa Joe. This is my thing. I think Samoa Joe is going to affect the outcome of two matches in WrestleMania.
It's entirely possible.
Because he doesn't have a match on his own. The Battle Royal is too small for him.
Yes.
I think that he is going to determine the outcomes. He's going to be the difference maker between this one and
a lot's
going to
depend
Seth.
Too on the order of the matches. Like I think mm-hmm. if Seth Triple H happens first, wait, because Samoa Joe is definitely going to be involved in Seth Triple H.
Mm-hmm, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So I think if that match happens first, that'll dictate whether Joe will get involved in this one.
Dude, Jericho took a chair to Samoa Joe.
No, I understand.
He's getting involved in
this
shit.
I know, but say during the course of the Seth Triple H thing, if Seth, you know, like lays a serious beating on Samoa Joe,
mm-hmm.
so they can write him off
mm-hmm.
the Owens Jericho thing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but it's a possibility.
Absolutely.
I don't feel that 100% great about the Jericho pick.
Yeah.
But I'm going with it anyway.
All right. All right. Fair enough. Bailey.
Did Jericho beat AJ at WrestleMania last year?
Oh, I know. That's.
Next, the Raw Women's Fatal 4-Way Elimination Match. Bailey versus Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax versus Charlotte Flair.
They always do really weird things with Jericho Mania. They had Fandango beat him, and then he beat AJ Styles.
I know.
It's really weird. I love Fandango, man.
He's great.
Damn it. I got to get on YouTube later and see if there's a best of Fandango. Bailey versus... Yeah.
For me, it comes down to either Bailey or Sasha.
Okay. For me, it comes down to Bailey, Charlotte, or Nia. I think Sasha, to me, Sasha's like the least likely.
No, I think Sasha is the second most likely. Because I kind of feel
I think
like
Sasha Banks is in Seth Rollins territory where she doesn't really, the belt doesn't really, it doesn't, it's not, belt doesn't mean as much to her character as it does to everybody else here.
Well, let's predict what's the next storyline for Bailey after Mania.
Oh, I think it's probably Bailey-Sasha, but I don't think it's because Sasha wins here.
No, I think it is because Sasha wins, because it turns out that she kind of swerves Bailey to win the belt.
Yeah.
And it turns out that Charlotte was right all along, that Sasha was manipulating the situation.
Okay,
so
but hold on
back.
A second. Hold on a second. How do you swerve? If you're in a match against somebody, how do you swerve them? You can't just say, hey, you know, you and I, we're in a match with
Bailey hits the belly to Bailey on Charlotte. Sasha, to get, you know, going for the pin, Sasha throws her out, gets the pin herself.
That's fine. That's legit. That's not a heel turn.
No, it's not necessarily a heel turn, but it's a situation where they're supposed to be best friends. And it's one thing for Sasha and Bailey to face off one-on-one and Sasha get the upper hand and win, but to purposely cost Bailey that elimination.
This has next night heel turn written all over it. Bailey stands tall. Sasha celebrates with her.
That's
lays her out.
That's why I'm picking Bailey. But that's I'm trying to say why I think Sasha is a solid number two pick.
Oh, okay. You're not even picking Sasha. Okay.
No, I'm picking Bailey.
We're arguing over nothing then. That's how I see this playing out. Bailey wins. Sasha celebrates with the next night on Raw heel turn.
Yeah.
That's how that goes. Wouldn't mind seeing a Charlotte. I want to see Charlotte do something new though.
Yeah. Well, I think getting her out of the title picture would kind of force them to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. AJ Styles, when you're in the middle of these rings, of these ropes, you're in my house.
Yeah.
Not his yard. By the way, Roman is relegated to the yard. That's AJ's house. That's his domain. That's where he lives.
But then Paige used to always scream, "This is my house."
Oh, I'd watch that. AJ and Paige.
Now, neither of us think they'd have Shane actually win this
match.
I
feel bad saying that now because of Paige's leak. I do not want to see that. I want them to have consensual private time together. Sorry. Feel bad, man. I don't really want to see it. It's a joke. Let's see here. AJ.
So neither of us think.
Is there the possibility? This is not like 90-10. This is not 90-10. They could have Shane win this stupid thing. Man, AJ, he needs to bolt to like TNA or something if they job him out to Shane. He's going to go to Raw. He's going to beat Shane, man.
He has to.
Let me ask you this. What's going to necessitate...
Well, I think you said it the other day. I don't remember if it was during the SmackDown recap before we started that he's going to lay such a beatdown on
Shane.
Yeah,
he's going to brutalize Shane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That they're going to say, we don't want you... You're top guy in our show, but we don't want you here anymore.
Yeah.
So they'll work out a trade.
Terrible business decision.
Yes. I mean, it was a bad business decision not to put him on the WrestleMania card to begin with.
Man, you know what? I was watching, doing some research for our favorite matches mm-hmm. thing. I was rewatching some of those. I was watching Angle HBK.
That's such a good match.
HBK was a Raw superstar. Angle was a SmackDown superstar. They did a very simple non-title program with those two, and it was a fucking amazing match.
I know.
Why couldn't they do AJ Finn?
I don't know.
a SmackDown guy, a Raw guy. Why couldn't they have made this that match?
I know.
Oh, my God, Lars.
They just have to be saving that for something else later down the line. That's what it has to be.
It's so annoying. Let's see here.
So AJ wins.
Yes. Yeah, AJ has to win.
Are they going to do some crazy spot, you think?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think it's going to
be? I don't think it's going to be a Styles Clash, though.
No.
Because I don't want to see a guy kill somebody.
Like a springboard 450 through multiple tables?
Yeah, something like that.
Through the announce table.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. Orton versus Wyatt.
As much as I want Bray Wyatt to retain, it kind of feels like Orton's going to win this belt.
I don't feel like there's no reason to believe that this is going to be interesting in the way that we want it to be interesting.
I know.
But I'm holding out hope.
I'm hopeful. But I, in the end of the day, I think they're just going to put the belt on Orton.
Who did Orton face last year? Did he have a match last year? Lesnar was SummerSlam, and that's when I think he returned from an injury. So I think maybe he was out at SummerSlam.
Mania last year.
Mania.
Yeah, he missed Mania.
And then the year before that...
Was Seth Rollins.
And they put on a fantastic match.
Quality match.
Was the year before that Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So
and then at 29, he was in the tag match against the Shield, I think.
All I'm asking, look, perfect world, Wyatt wins this. Not a perfect world, but acceptable. Orton wins.
In an interesting manner.
After some creative booking.
Yes.
Not just straight up one-on-one.
RK out of nowhere pin.
Gets out of crucifix.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Taker v. Reigns. Big dog. This is going to be a terrible match.
It is.
This is not going to be a good match.
It's going to be Reigns' yard.
He's going to go pee-pee on the Undertaker. And then Undertaker will ascend to heaven. Where I'm getting that from.
I don't know either.
I don't know. The clouds above Orlando will open up, will part.
What if it's a perfectly sunny day? No clouds. I think that's what it's supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just from the sun? Because isn't that where God lives, in the sun? He's a solar god.
That's the Egyptian sun god Ra.
Ra, there you go. Thank you. Yeah.
Or in Greece, it was Helios.
What was the thing in the fountain? The nebula?
Oh, Zabulba.
Zabulba.
Yeah.
I want Zabulba to come down from on high.
Okay.
And say, I have given the RKO to Randy Orton. Now, Undertaker, I will accept you into my Zabulba kingdom.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Would you like some barbecue? I make good barbecue.
Chili.
Oh, yeah, it was chili.
It was chili.
What was it? The four-alarm dead man Undertaker?
Undertaker's dead man chili, yeah.
It's good on hot dogs.
This will be the last ride for your taste buds.
I made some cornbread, but...
He cooks it in a crock pot and he lifts the lids off. It's Hell's Gate opening. Because that chili is so spicy.
Oh, that's good. I made some cornbread, but Kane ate it all. All right,
your main event, probably.
Goldberg v. Lesnar.
This is the lock of the night.
But the only question is, does this go over or below three? What's the over-under on this, like 5 minutes?
5 minutes?
Yeah, I think 5 minutes.
I would like to say over, but I think it's going to be about 5 minutes.
Bell to bell?
Yeah. I think it's going to be relatively short. It's going to be less than 10 minutes.
Is Brock going to do the thing where he turns purple and laughs and brutalizes Goldberg? I would think not.
No. Here's what I imagine. I don't think it's going to happen, but this is what I imagine. They book it so it's somewhat competitive, but Goldberg has the upper hand. He goes for a spear with Lesnar kind of in the corner. Lesnar moves, so Goldberg spears the ring post, and that's where the tides turn.
Okay. All right.
Because they've established that Goldberg's spear is the most powerful spear.
I think this has
the most destructive spear.
I think this has to be definitive, and so I'm going to say it's going to go over 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I think it has to be Lesnar kicks out of a spear and jackhammer. I think it has to be that.
How many German suplexes are we going to see during this match from Lesnar?
I'm not sure it's going to be German suplex heavy. I think
they got to do that spot.
You think so?
They got to do a German suplex spot.
Yeah. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
That's part of Lesnar's.
Yeah, that's like one of the only things he does now. So they have to do that.
They have to do the suplex.
And of course, we're going to see a moonsault. No, what did he do?
Shooting star press. We're absolutely not going to see that. No way, we're seeing that.
Okay, so that being said, I have to go back.
Yeah, that's fine.
I have to go back in time now to Ambrose in a vacuum. I'm going to say I'll give it to Corbin. I'll give it to Corbin because I think that.
Because the way I have it split up now, it's five face wins, five heel wins.
Oh, no kidding.
On the main card.
Okay, so hold on. I have face.
And you have.
So we split once. We only really, we split twice. We split twice. We split on KO Jericho, and we split on Cesaro, the tag ladder
match.
Yeah,
I'll probably get that Jericho win wrong, but I don't know, something tells
but
me.
But you might make up for it with Enzo Cass.
Yeah.
And then we...
Everything else
and then
same.
And then we differ on the pre-show, which matters.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about NXT TakeOver.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
The Ultimate Challenge.
So far, we're recording this on Wednesday before NXT airs because...
Yeah, so we're not exactly sure. Yeah, we're leaving tomorrow. So we
So no NXT 205 Live recap this week because we'll be traveling when we normally would.
Oh, that's
that.
A good question. So this is airing, what, Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can do NXT spoilers. Does the Drifter show up in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
No, because I already announced all the names.
Oh, they did?
I think
so,
yeah.
Crap. All right.
Tuesday after Mania on SmackDown? Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, we don't know. So there's a number of people that are, like, we don't know where Cassius Ohno is going to fall on TakeOver. We don't know how that's going to play out.
We assume there's going to be some sort of Sanity versus Ty, Roderick Strong, Noe Jose, maybe Ruby Riott.
We're
thing
guessing
happening.
It's going to be an eight-man intergender.
An eight-person tag match, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what we have on here. It might be something else, but that's kind of what our gut is telling us.
Kind of makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, it makes tons of sense.
Yeah, but then there's guys like, Hideo Itami's been making, has been coming down, but I'm not sure I see him doing anything. Then there's other people. Oney Lorcan doesn't have anything right now.
Yeah, I know.
You know, guys like that. Maybe they'll do something on the pre-show.
Yeah.
But anyways, we've got kicking off our predictions for NXT TakeOver.
Andrade Cien Almas versus...
Tommy End.
Aleister Black.
Until I get used to that name, I'm going to call him Tommy End. I'm still not used to... What was that dude's name? Dame? What's
Big Killian Dame? Dane.
Killian Dane. Big Damo. I'm not going to say that until I get used to Killian Dane.
Tommy End is winning this. It's his debut. He's got to win.
Yes, he has to win, man. He has to.
He has to win.
This isn't W. Steve W. You can't job out your new bright stars.
No.
He looks amazing. He looks so fucking cool.
Yeah, his video packages have been great.
He's one of them dudes that I wish I could look like. Just get tatted up. Freaking big old beard and like fucking cool leather jacket or whatever he wears.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Yeah, he is.
Sanity versus Ty Dillinger, Roderick Strong.
Noe Jose and Ruby Riott.
And the new Ruby Riott. This has to be faces, right? Didn't Eric Young win their singles match?
Yeah.
Thanks to Sanity's interference?
But I don't feel like this is a blow-off, though. We still need Ty versus Eric Young one-on-one for the blow-off.
No, I agree. I agree this isn't the blow-off. But I think that if the faces lose here...
Yeah, I think you're right. So faces.
Man, but they're really going to... Sanity's like a unit.
I know.
I'm going to say Team Ty, but look at who else is fighting here. I mean, Asuka is like a tweener. Ember Moon, I guess, is supposed to be the face here, but nobody. You can never judge an Asuka match by face versus heel.
Asuka transcends face and heel.
Authors of Pain are going to win. They're heels. And Bobby Roode's going to win. He's a heel.
Yeah.
So you have to have some face win.
Yeah.
Besides Tommy End.
So yeah, Asuka's going to retain.
There's not a chance in that.
Especially
hell.
If she's not coming up. They were doing all they could to build up the Eclipse as the most devastating finisher in all of wrestling. So I'm guessing the story is going to be Asuka not getting in a situation where she'd be prone to taking an Eclipse.
I feel like this is maybe people have had this opinion about past takeovers. I feel like all the takeovers before this that I've seen, they've all had better buildups than this.
I know.
Has been a terrible build.
I know.
For this takeover. That said,
the matches should all be really
good.
It's
going to be a hell of a card.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a hell of an event, and these are really going to be fantastic matches.
Maybe they were content to sell the card based on the quality of the matches that were going to be included versus actually having any quality build.
The entire Ember Moon Eclipse thing, that's been stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's had a problem with it until Billy Kay.
But even before, during that match... Can't remember which commentator made a reference, but said that Ember Moon had been practicing the Eclipse at the Performance Center, and two people had to go to the hospital because of it.
Like, they bury that in a Nigel McGuinness comment. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, no, I'm supposed to be paying attention now?
I know.
Oh, show it. Don't tell it, people.
Yes.
Authors of Pain versus DIY versus
Authors
Revival.
Of Pain win.
AOP is A-OK. Man, we're not going to split anywhere here? Really?
No, I don't think so.
Bam, 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 oh. Bam, 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 bam. We got to split somewhere, man. I'll
Shinsuke
give,
sticking around
it's
a little
probably,
bit.
It's probably, this is like my Jericho KO pick for you. Shouldn't they have him on that tour roster thing? I think they might do the same thing here they did with him and Samoa Joe. Give him a win out of nowhere and then have Bobby Roode take it on the tour or some shit like that. I don't know. That's a really bad choice. I'm going to go with Bobby Roode.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. I'm going to go with Bobby Roode. But then watch it happen and then I'll be like, no.
Yeah.
I've done that before. I'm going to stick with it. Shinsuke.
Okay.
What's the worst that can happen? I'll wear a Roman Reigns
shirt. That means Shinsuke is sticking around in NXT for a little while.
He'll show up at SummerSlam.
Or the draft.
Yeah, or the draft. There you go. Or the draft.
It could happen. You never know.
How is Bobby Roode going to beat Shinsuke Nakamura again?
Well, I thought maybe Cassius Ohno has been involved in this whole Bobby Roode Shinsuke storyline since Shinsuke lost the belt.
Been.
He
That's
was
true.
Seemed like one of the first people backstage.
Not like this, Shin.
Yeah,
not like this.
After Shinsuke got injured.
It's not good, Shin.
So it was interesting just to put him in that position kind of out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there was something else down the line. And then Cassius Ohno has made it clear that he wants an NXT title.
Right.
I don't know how he'd get involved. I'm not saying he turned heel, obviously, on Shinsuke.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It seems like if he doesn't have his own match, that he can make his presence felt at some point during this match in some capacity. Again, I don't know.
Who's another who's a heel? You know, it'd be a lot of fun.
Hmm.
Cassius Ohno versus Patrick Clark, like in the pre-show or something like that. Does NXT TakeOver have a pre-show? Cassius Ohno
the
pre-show.
Matches, they shoot matches.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
The next week's
TV
taping.
I want Cassius Ohno versus Patrick Clark on the main card. I'm trying to think of other heels.
What about, I know it's not a heel, but it'd be a good match, Cassius Ohno versus Oney Lurkin.
Yeah, no, I thought the same thing. That'd be a really good
That'd
match.
That'd be a really good
I'd like
match.
To see that. Yeah, I'd like to see that.
I'd like to see Almas versus Cassius Ohno.
I know, me too.
That'd be fantastic.
Tommy End versus Cassius Ohno. There's a lot of matchups there.
I know.
He's a walking dream match.
So what's your, you're just picking Shinsuke, so it's different? There's another, so we actually differ on this card.
Am I still picking Shinsuke? Yeah, I'm still picking Shinsuke.
Okay.
Yeah, I am. Bobby Roode has plenty of time in NXT left. So that brings me back to, I said Corbin. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're done.
That's it. We're done.
We're done.
Yeah, we're done. Roman Reigns shirt. All right. Well, anyways, that's it for our predictions episode. Let us know what your predictions are in the comments, of course. Be sure to hit that subscribe button because YouTube's weird with their subscribers. Make sure that you're fucking subscribed. I got to start shouting that at the beginning of the thing. Be sure to subscribe.
I know. And make sure restricted mode is off.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to like find our stuff.
You're not watching this. If restricted mode is on, you're not watching this right now. So, yeah. Anyways, until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.